I apologize. Not that I tried to forget it. Just got so busy and caught up with everything today that I almost forgot. We need a second date update from, I guess, first date update from Mackenzie and how things went. We will get into the dummy of the day in just a little bit, but... Yesterday on Joe Mackenzie, we tried to help her come up with an escape plan if her date didn't do that great. And I am kind of wondering what happened because I got that text last night.
Yes.
And I assumed there was an emergency and I was having dinner with my wife and I had to stop what I was doing to call Pork Chop.
Did you guys not realize that was my escape text?
No. I did not. And I almost had a heart attack. I called Pork Chop and I probably was like cheering. I was like, what's going on? Like, I've received some very tragic text messages. And so I was like, oh, no.
Let me read it. Okay, so this was the instruction to Chops. Because you never know how a date's going to go. It could go great. It could. You don't know. So we had a pre-plan just in case. So he texted right on time. By the way, before I went out, I reminded him, don't forget to text me in case I need it. It said, hey, I got something pretty important. Would like to talk to you guys as soon as possible. Please call me when you can. ASAP. Thank you. Call me individually at your soonest convenience. Please call me. So it was like, that was my, oh my gosh, I got this text. I gotta, you know, take this call.
By the way, it would help when you have a plan like that, that you tell everyone on the show about it.
And also, like, let us know that it's gonna be going in the group chat. Like, I just, like, I thought he was gonna be texting you individually.
Actually, I was confused by that too. And then I really thought, well, maybe something is up.
I tricked Mackenzie with her own get out plan.
Oh, yeah, you really did. But I was done. So, no, the date was very nice.
What'd you do?
We decided we were going to go to Top Golf, but then it was kind of icky weather. So we just went to, like, some, like, for apps and cocktails. And it was nice. Very, very nice guy.
Aww.
All right. Yeah, so,
that's what's being a nice
are
guy.
You going to have he him is. Move in next week like Pork Chop?
Yeah,
like. We actually talked about Chops and Hostage Boy on the date.
Wait, is he interested in them?
No. Oh. Well, I don't think so.
Was he like, when you guys were talking about Hostage Boy and Chops, is he like, it's so romantic? Or was he like, it's crazy? Because I think if like, he's like, that's
whoa.
Romantic.
He was like, whoa, 3 weeks. Whoa.
Okay, so even he was like,
yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Well, that's good. That's not a red flag then.
Yeah.
If so he also is alarmed by it.
Yes.
So is there going to be a second date?
I don't know. I feel bad because he's probably listening. He's very, 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 he's really good looking, really sweet. He's very, very sweet. A very nice guy. So we shall see. I'll keep you posted. I don't know. This is like new for me, so it's awkward. There were a few awkward moments. I'm just not, right. Because, you know.
Like, what happened that was awkward? Was there any nudity involved? Because that would be awkward.
No, there was no nudity, nothing like that. There was lots of hand-holding, which was a little interesting.
Who initiated that?
Not me.
Okay,
so
okay.
He's a big hand-holder, which was sweet.
But don't women like intimacy, though? It's like they like to be touched and caressed.
I think that also just depends on like what your love language is. Like, my very best friend in the entire world, it's like, please don't touch her unless she tries to touch you first. She's like, I'm not here for that.
She's like, get back. Don't you dare touch me.
She's just like not into hand-holding and things like that. So I think you definitely have to like be able to read a person to see if like they're into it. And I think a first date, you definitely don't want to come on too strong.
So, but did it feel good to get like a date under your belt? Because, I mean, Pork Chop, Lord knows, he was dating everybody that moved and breathed.
Well, I think one moment that was interesting.
Sorry he took up all the guys.
Was he was like, how do you think this date is going? Like in the middle of it.
So do you suggest like if you go on any other dates with any guys who might be listening, do you suggest that they ask that in the middle of the date?
Probably not. Although he is very transparent, which I appreciate.
Yeah, you want
to
know.
And I like, you know, because I'm used to like guys who are like, do not express their emotions or what they're thinking. And so I really appreciate that about him.
Well, and the whole thing about dating is going out with people that you think you might have a connection with. And sometimes you do. Sometimes you guys have like exploding chemistry and sometimes you don't. That doesn't mean the person is bad or you don't like them as a person. It just means sometimes the chemistry just is not there.
And he is a really good looking guy,
though.
Yeah,
he's super.
Pork
I mean, he's
is like,
oh, Pork Chop.
Pork Chop's obsessed with him.
Pork Chop's like, Pork Chop asks for nudes
Pork
for
Mackenzie. Pork Chop wants to invite him over for dinner with him and Cody.
He's
like,
so
or him and
sweet.
Hostage Boy.
He is so sweet. He is very handsome. Yes.
So, as we wrap up, I have a million questions, but obviously I want you to talk to me after the show. Was there a kiss?
No.
Was there an attempted?
There was no kiss.
Was there an attempted kiss?
Keep in mind, we ended the date at like 8 because we have to go to bed.
Was there an attempted, you're not answering my question.
There was a hug and kind of like a cheek-to-cheek sweet, like, oh, that was so fun. That was sweet.
All in favor of second date, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
No, Pork Chop just wants to go on a second date with this guy.
Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, we will get into the dummy of the day. Coming up next is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Bye.